This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in 3 post-budget webinars via video conferencing today. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy emissions, and regulatory, investment and ease of doing business reforms. Our correspondent reports, the webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders and trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. The discussions will focus on policy execution, investment facilitation and technology adoption, ensuring seamless implementation of the budget's transformative measures. Private sector experts, industry representatives and subject matter specialists will be part of the webinar to align efforts and drive impactful implementation of budget announcements. Princess Astrid of Belgium, who is on a visit to India, will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. She is on a visit till the 8th of this month. Princess Astrid, along with Belgium Defence Minister Theo Franken, met Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday. They discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. The Defence Minister welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. He suggested that Belgian companies can play an important role by expanding their footprint in India and integrating Indian vendors into their supply chains. The Election Commission has declared the election program for the by-election for 5 seats in the Maharashtra Legislative Council. The 5 vacancies have arisen due to the election of members to the State Legislative Assembly. The notification for the elections will be issued on the 10th of this month. The last date for filing of nominations will be the 17th. The polling will be held on 27 March, with the counting of votes taking place on the same day. The Border Security Force shot dead a Pakistani intruder at the India-Pakistan border in Amritsar yesterday. This is the second such incident in recent days. On Wednesday, a Pakistani intruder was also shot dead by the BSF troops along the international border at Pathankot. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold discussions with his counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and will meet several other dignitaries. According to the External Affairs Ministry, India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas including defence, security, trade, economy, health, education and people-to-people ties. During his 2-day visit to Ireland, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with his Irish counterpart, Simon Harris, and other dignitaries. He will also meet with members of the Indian community. India and Ireland share friendly bilateral relations based on shared democratic values, cultural ties, and growing economic engagements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged citizens to share more inspiring life journeys on the Namo app Open Forum. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that from the inspiring journeys shared on the Namo app, a few women will be selected for a social media takeover of the Prime Minister's digital social media accounts on the occasion of Women's Day on the 8th of this month. In Bolivia, at least 31 people were killed in a road accident when a truck travelling on a highway collided with a bus in the morning hours yesterday. Confirming the death toll, police spokesperson Limber Choke said another 22 people suffered injuries. He said the bus skidded off the road after collision, adding that the driver of the truck has been arrested. Cause of the accident is under investigation. In the ICC Champions Men's Cricket Trophy, India will face Australia in the first semi-final in Dubai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. India topped Group A after winning all 3 of their group stage matches. On the other hand, New Zealand will take on Group B winners, South Africa, in the second semi-final of the tournament in Lahore tomorrow. The winners of the semi-finals will meet in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.